One of the biggest challenges with podcasting is that unlike other viral platforms like TikTok or Instagram, podcast platforms are just not as good at sharing your content with potential new listeners based on their listening habits. Kind of like Netflix, when you watch a show and they say, you might also like this because you watched this. Nothing like that exists, at least yet, in the podcasting space. So as a podcast host or soon to be host, you need to know how to reach new listeners so that you can grow. And when you finish listening to this episode, you'll discover some new ways that you can do just that. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. We are back with Adam Adams in the studio today. And if you didn't catch the episode before this one, I highly recommend you stop this and go listen to that first. Because in that episode, Adam walks you through how to use social media effectively to get your listeners more actively engaged with your podcast. So after that interview, I asked Adam, I said, hey, I know you've got this five-step process for triggering the Apple algorithm to show your show to more people. Would you be willing to share that inside a bonus episode with us? And he agreed. So you better go grab a pen and paper and get ready to take some notes. Adam, I'm going to let you take it from here. Tell us, what do we need to do to get our shows discovered by new potential listeners?
Yeah. Well, in the last episode, we talked about the three things that should happen before somebody rate and reviews your show. And those three things, plus the rating and review, and one more thing are the five main parts to triggering algorithms. And I'll talk a little bit about the private message campaign on that as well, just because that's a fun way to be able to trigger all of those different algorithms. So here they are. First, they need to follow the show. That means they have to be basically a subscriber. They have to be able to download your things. That is the first piece that triggers algorithms. The second piece is that they continue to download, so that they're downloading episodes. Now, if all they do is download, and here's the scariest thing that I need to point out to your listener, there's people on LinkedIn, even Fiverr and other places that really want you to pay them a small amount of money so that they can get you all these fake robot downloads. If you do that, it works backwards in the algorithm. It works against you. The podcast playing platform's not an idiot. They have figured out that if the person's following and downloading and listening and rating and reviewing and keeping to come back, those are the five things, by the way, then they're authentic, then they're real, and then it's going to work for you. So if you go and pay for random fake downloads, those people aren't actually following you and they're not actually listening and pushing play on the episode, it's going to work against you, and you'll do something that's called shadow ban. Unfortunately, for those few people that have gone on LinkedIn and they posted that they have a podcast and somebody from some other country comes on and says, I'm a podcast promoter, I can get you a million downloads for $5. And you say, well, that sounds great, I'll do it. Well, you just have downloads. You don't have followers. You don't have listeners. You just have some random fictitious number. And the podcast playing platform says, this person's trying to shortcut it. Let's just shadow ban them. It's not worth our time. So again, those five things, you need people to follow the show. Number one. Number two, download the episodes. Number three, listen or push play on the episodes. Number four, rate and review your podcast. And finally, number five, keep coming back. After they've listened, they'll listen next week. They'll listen the week after that. And when you do all five, you trigger algorithms that grows your reach in Apple Podcast and other playing platforms like Spotify. And we do that with something called a private message campaign. So my team charges huge amounts of money, very high, to do this on your behalf, because it takes time and it takes effort. So if you want to save the money, listen to me share how you could do this yourself. You go into private message. You can find people on about three or four different platforms. I'll share them with you now, so write them down. You can find them easily on Facebook.com. So you know who your avatar is or your perfect listener. You understand them. You can go and find them in groups on Facebook. Another place is you can go on meetup.com. And you can even in meetup.com, you can be like, I want podcasters in Denver, Colorado. You could be like, I want entrepreneurs in Boston, Massachusetts. Anything that you're looking for, you can find it on meetup.com. So your avatar will be there no matter what you're trying to do. And you go and private message them. Here's a couple of tips and tricks to the PMs or the DM campaigns that we use. One is you want them to be short and sweet. The biggest problem that I see when people DM other people in order to hopefully work with them in the future is they give this giant, giant thing. It's almost unreadable. They give all these links. They give their phone number. It's so long-winded. It's like, man, you're just spamming me. So when you do it the right way, you're not going to give giant messages. You're going to keep it short and sweet. 1 to 3 sentences. And remember in the last episode, we talked about hook, story, offer. I utilize hook, story, offer when I start a podcast episode. I utilize hook, story, offer every time I do a social media post. I utilize hook, story, offer in every private message that we do. So you're going to think through this. How do I get something to catch their attention? How do I let them know what I want them to know? And how do I call them to action? Hook, story, offer. And so in these private messages, you might say something like, oh, I saw that you launched a podcast. That's great. How long has it been going? Or are you still doing it? So I saw that you did it. Oh, and by the way, the next takeaway, we already said short and sweet. The next takeaway is it's personalized. If it can just be copied and pasted, I'm sorry, people are going to wonder if it's just copied and pasted. But if you're able to personalize the message in a short, sweet DM, then somebody's going to feel like you're talking to them and not like you could be talking to anybody. And now they're actually going to listen. So I saw that you just launched a podcast. That's great. How long have you had it? That question, the offer, is the CTA, the call to action. Hook, story, offer, meaning now they're going to get back to you. If all you do, just like we talked about on the last episode about ask, don't tell, if you're just telling people stuff, people are going to scroll past it. They're going to consume it. And if you're asking, they're going to stop scrolling and they're going to be able to be involved. They're going to start listening. Their brain is going to open up and start focusing on what you're talking about because you asked a question. So hook, story, offer, same thing. Short and sweet, personalized. Another good takeaway is you never share a link without permission. So the third big takeaway, don't share links without permission. So if you're trying to promote your podcast, you don't just say, here's my podcast, check it out. You will be much slower. That's the fourth takeaway. Never. So third is don't share links without permission. The fourth is slow play. Slow play means play the dating game. When I'm going to find somebody that I want to match with, I don't just say, you're cute, I'm cute, we should have babies. You'll get slapped. You slow it down. You say, hey, I like your shirt. Are you into podcasting? Hey, those are great shoes. Were you just hiking? Where do you go around here? You start out with small things and you build a relationship. We used to call that BRT when I served a mission. BRT, build a relationship of trust. Start out slow, court them. Don't ask for the marriage on the very first time you meet them. So slow play. And don't share those links. So we'll reach out to them, start a private message with them. We'll get them to the next step. And here's a trick that my team does that you could utilize as well. You first ask them for a podcast recommendation. Once they give you a podcast recommendation, you do the hard thing. And you go listen to that podcast. And then you go and give them feedback on what you thought about the podcast, whether you liked it or didn't. Ninja strategy, if you liked it, you write a rating and review for that podcast. Now, think about it like this. When my team's reaching out, we go and find your perfect avatar, whether they're swingers in California, podcasters in Denver, entrepreneurs in Boston. We go and find your perfect avatar on Meetup, Facebook, and LinkedIn. We private message them, short and sweet, and we find out hey, what podcast would you recommend if I want to do what you're doing? They give it to us. We listen. We offer feedback. We rate and review it. We show them a screenshot of the rating review. And then we ask, have you heard of Courtney's show? There's an episode I want to share with you. Would you mind if I sent it over? They say, sure. Now this is how you send it. You say, here's the episode that you asked for. I don't know why, but we always do that. Here's the thing you asked for. There's some subliminal messaging there that helps. Here's the episode you asked for. Let me know what you think about it. Remember what reciprocity is. Reciprocal. We already listened. We offered feedback. We rate and reviewed. Now they have our podcast, or if it's my team, they have our client's podcast in front of them. Here it is. Here's the episode you asked for. Let me know what you think about it. Now we're going to trigger those algorithms for those first five things. They followed the show. They followed Courtney's show. Now they're downloading Courtney's show. They're listening because we listen to theirs. Now, how do we get them to rate and review and come back? Here's what we do. After we ask, what did you think of it? Then they'll tell us what they think about it. And then all we say is, wow, that's really good. You really worded that well. I think Courtney would be happy if all you did is just copied and paste what you just told me and leave it as a review of her show. Well, there's reciprocity. We've already done that. They feel inclined to do it as well. And so we get 33% of the people that we ask to do that to actually rate and review it literally on iTunes, which is the biggest platform right now. So 33% of them rate it there. Not sure how many rated in all the other places. We're not looking, but 33% is pretty strong. If we are able to talk to 1,000 people in a month through this private message campaign, because my team goes full time doing it. But if we're able to talk to 1,000 people and we can get 33% of them, it could be pretty big for your podcast. So the next one after rating and review is to come back to the show. The fifth thing to trigger algorithms, and we do this through the private message campaign, and that helps us trigger the algorithms, and we do it like this. Hey, did you hear the last episode that Courtney just dropped? And did you hear the last episode of Name Your Podcast Here? And they'll say, oh, no, I didn't. Ah, I got to send you the link. Do you mind if I send that to you now? A question. Remember, there's always questions. You're not only telling people. And they'll say, sure, send it. And now they've listened to another episode and you've triggered the fifth and final algorithm where Apple and Spotify say, this podcast is legit. If you build it, they will come. This podcast is legit. I'm ready to put it in front of more people. Because now people will stay on my platform, is what Apple will say.
33% is huge. And you know what I'd be curious too, Adam, is actually because we can only see the ratings and reviews in our own country, that, you know, if you're talking with someone overseas, I'm in the US, you're in the US, maybe that person's in the UK, maybe they're, you know, in Australia, and they're rating and reviewing it, it's still having an impact. We might not be able to see it from where we are in our country because of the way the players work, but that's amazing. And I mean, he literally just handed this to you guys. So thank you for peeling back the curtain there. And I'd be curious to know too, from here, let's talk about the charts for just a moment, because I think there's some confusion around that. Some people think that the ratings and reviews impact their rankings, but really the downloads are what matter. When we look at the charts, and if our goal is to get on the charts, because we know that's one of the best avenues for discoverability, is there anything we can do for the charting of the podcast, the ranking of the podcast?
Yeah, there is a few things. So people listening, if having a podcast, you should definitely write these four places down. Chartable is a third-party aggregator of data. And what they do is they try to figure out, based on how they do the data, where you're showing up in different countries and where you're showing up in your own country. And if you're being brought up, I think my podcast is right now like number 100. Which might not sound that popular, but 100 in the US in the marketing category, where there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and we're in the top 100, and that's humongous. So that's Chartable is one, Podkite, P-O-D-K-I-T-E is another, Apple, Spotify, or a couple others, and then Listen Notes is another big one. and they are third-party aggregators of data. And to Courtney's point, they pull different things for the data. And are the ratings and reviews really that important for the data that they pull? No. They're just important for social proofing. They're just important to make sure that you have listeners coming back. Here's a few things that do matter. The downloads matter. And specifically, what we've seen is the downloads this week compared to your downloads last week. If your downloads are higher this week than they were last week, then you'll probably more likely be able to show up on Chartable, Podkite, and Listen Notes. If they're lower, you most likely won't. Next is plays. So these have gotten smart because of people getting fake downloads, and they want to know a few things about the plays. Number one, are they actually playing the episodes? Number two, are they playing all the way through the episode? Number three, are they binge listening? That means, do they listen to multiple episodes at a time? So if you have people pushing play on the episode, that'll benefit you. If they're playing and not leaving halfway through, that'll benefit you. And if they're playing it and listening to your next episode and the next episode, that'll benefit. So quick ninja strategy. How do you get people to binge listen? Two things. Number one, you ask them to, or you tell them to. A typical podcaster says, welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to talk about this. See you next week. So instead of saying, today, we're going to talk about this, see you next week, say, on this episode, we talk about this. See you on the next episode. Don't try to make them think that they're only allowed to listen to one episode per day or per week. On my podcast, I finish it off with, this was a short solo episode. The next episode is going to be awesome. It's an interview that I did with somebody. And I asked them some questions that I know you need to know. Stick around. I'll see you on that episode. And on interview episodes, I say, this was a great episode. I had Courtney today, and Courtney has been on the show as well. And then I'll say something like, the next episode is going to be a short 5-10 minute episode. And it's something that I know you needed to know. Don't go anywhere. I'll see you on that episode. So this way, they're likely to play multiple episodes. And the second ninja strategy for having them to binge listen is to have your episodes a little bit shorter. If all of your episodes are 3 hours long, it's going to be real difficult for them to listen to 5 in a row. Nobody has 15 hours to sit there. If your episodes are 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, they might be able to listen to 2, 3, 4, or 5 episodes without going anywhere. So that'll get the plays, the playthroughs, and the multiple plays or binge listening triggered as well. So we talked about downloads this week compared to last week, and now it's those three things for the plays.
Adam, this is awesome. I mean, I know that everyone listening is furiously taking notes. At least I hope you are, because this is so valuable. This is stuff that not a lot of people are talking about. Not a lot of people are teaching. And I appreciate you just being so transparent with us today and our community just sharing, like, hey, guys, here's what you need to go and do. Go do it. Adam, we're going to have to bring you back because, I mean, I could literally sit here and talk about this stuff all day. I'm sure you could too. There's so many more things we could dive into. But for what you shared today, thank you so, so much.
My pleasure.
After hearing what you heard Adam just share inside this episode, all that matters right now is that you pick one thing that you can go and apply to your podcast today. Then don't go anywhere, because in the next episode, I'm going to tell you the truth about episode length and walk you through exactly how to figure out how long your episode should be based on your ideal listener. That's all coming up next to help you make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop, where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast-workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast-workshop.